Last week, the College Board, the people who bring you the SAT tests, announced the not-so-shocking news that over the last decade, SAT scores have risen by 15 points in math. But when it comes to the verbal scores, they rose much more slowly. In fact, last year, test scores went down by 2 points. Bummer. Until now, parents, particularly those who hoped that their children might respond to the words, "get your homework done," had hoped that this was all a myth. But it isn't. The American Heritage College Dictionary has just released its fourth edition, and its editors have devised 100 words they think all college students should know. We're joined by Stephen Kleinedler, senior editor of the American Heritage Dictionary. Mr. Kleinedler, how did you guys come up with 100 good words?
The etymologist and I, we sat down with the dictionary in front of us, along with some suggestions from the other editors, as to what type of words we wanted represented in this list. And in looking through the list, you'll find that some are vocabulary words as vocabulary words, and then there's a set of words that represent other areas of knowledge. For example, we have words like impeach and filibuster. Knowledge of those words would indicate that the student has some knowledge of civics. We've got words like mitosis. Knowledge of that word would indicate some familiarity with biology, and so forth.
Were you talking at all about, say, teenage attitudes? You have churlish in here and also jejune.
That's somewhat coincidental. We weren't targeting particular attitudes towards particular teenage attitudes, although we did choose the word irony, which a lot of people seem to not know precisely what it means, as was popularized in the movie Reality Bites, the song by Alanis Morissette. We thought by putting in here, we could set the record straight, as it were, as to what it meant.
Well, so that I do not appear too fatuous from the F selection here, jejune.
It could either mean dull, it could also mean childish, depending on the context.
But do you really think that teenagers or college students really need to know the meaning of the word fiduciary?
Absolutely. A word such as that is completely relevant in today's media, where businesses are under scrutiny. Picking up magazines such as Forbes or Money or Business Week, you're going to come across these words.
How about this one, incognito? Now, how did you and the etymologist decide that incognito ought to be in here?
Because it's a really great word. Anytime you have a scenario or a context where you're talking about hidden identity or secret identity, whether it's in the news or in fiction movies, incognito tends to come up.
Now, here was one that seemed to me to be a bit antique, suffragist.
Suffragist we picked because it shows a knowledge of civics and of American history. There's the wonderful Schoolhouse Rock cartoons from the 70s and 80s. They had one of the little songs was about the suffragists. It's still relevant, I think, in today's civics and history readings.
Well, I see that you did put in one almost brand new word. The word is euro.
Absolutely. Not only is it a new word, but it really, more than probably any other word on this list, represents some awareness of current affairs as well as foreign affairs. So I am pleased with that ad.
Not to be supercilious, but do you have a favorite?
I, now that you mention it, I actually do like the word supercilious, especially after I learned its etymology, which is through Latin supercilium meaning eyebrow, but also pride. The raising of the eyebrow, the raising of pride, thus showing, you know, haughty disdain. it's just a really cool word.
Steve, thanks very much for giving us 100 good words.
Well, thank you, Jackie, for having me on.
Steve Kleinedler is the senior editor of the American Heritage College Dictionary. You can find the 100 words that every high school student should know by visiting our website at npr.org.